The MCAT Podcast, session number 66. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, but we're here to give you the information and motivation you need to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week. I'm excited to have Brian back to talk about more biodiscrete questions. All right, Brian, last week we covered some biodiscrete questions, and this week we'll do some more biodiscrete questions to make Dr. Gray feel even dumber than he already does, because I've forgotten all of this. So just to give the student hope that all of this stuff you're learning can go out your head at some point. You don't need it to be a good doctor. Anyway, question 13 for bio. Again, the handouts, go to themcatpodcast.com and find the show notes for this episode 66. Question 13, a bacterium has a faulty lac operon in which there is a structural defect in the operator. In this bacterium, A, there is a mutation in a segment of DNA that binds a promoter. B, a missense mutation is found in the gene that codes for the repressor. C, there is a structural problem with a segment of DNA that binds a repressor. Or D, there will be no proteins available capable of digesting lactose. And I hope D is a joke for lac and lactose, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's actually where the name lac operon comes from. The reason they called it lac was because it's the protein for lactose.
Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. I learned something today. Outside of that, I don't know where to go from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just one of those terminology things when it comes to the lac operon, which is kind of the classic example of gene expression regulation, because it's relatively simple. The issue that students run into is there is a bunch of kind of word salad. A lot of the repressor, operator, promoter, but these words can kind of get jumbled around. So it's definitely one where students need to make some flashcards or make a study sheet so they know all the terminology. And then if you know the terminology, it's a relatively straightforward question, because it said defect in the operator. And so if you know your terminology, the operator is a little segment of DNA. And if there's and what the operator does is it binds to the repressor, because the lac operon is a repressible system. So a defect in the operator leads us to answer choice C. There's a problem in the segment of DNA that binds to the repressor. It's literally just the definition of the operator.
All right. Straightforward. So this is one, we always talk about the MCAT being one where it's critical thinking and analysis, but there are these questions in here that are just straight up, you need to know it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, absolutely. Okay, let's take a look at number 14. Unlike the cells from which human organs are composed, the cell of a unicellular organism, such as algae, so unlike human, the cell of a unicellular organism such as algae A has a genome where nearly all material codes for protein. B typically utilizes mitosis for cellular division. C can perform catabolic reactions to gain energy from macromolecules. D contains membrane-bound organelles to execute cell functions. So what do you think, Ryan?
So if I had to take a wild guess and try to sound smart, I would, I don't know. I would say A, but I don't know. A genome where nearly all materials code for protein. But I thought everything's coding a protein. I don't know.
Yeah, no, so that's the right answer. And really, I think the good way to do about this, what you just said, Ryan, illustrates a real important fact about analyzing this question, right? Because you read A and you kind of went, I don't know. I thought, and you weren't sure.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect example of a process of elimination question, right? You look at B, It says utilizes mitosis.
Yeah.
And remember, the question was unlike humans.
Yep. So but, I threw that one out.
Right. Yeah. Of course humans use mitosis.
Yep.
C said can perform catabolic reactions
yep.
to gain energy from macromolecules. Right. And of course our listeners know catabolism is breaking stuff down. Anabolism is building stuff up. And literally everything humans eat is breaking down big fat protein and carb molecules to get energy. Mm-hmm. So C is absolutely human.
Yep.
And then D contains membrane bound organelles.
Yep.
Also human. Right. Yep. Yeah. So it's gotta be A.
Yeah.
And you gotta be willing to settle for answer choices that feel a little uncomfortable that you're not really thrilled with. sometimes we have to pick them because they're the last man standing.
Yeah, that I think that's the perfect description of how I was feeling, because those B, C, and D, I was like, yeah, we do all of that, so it must be A, but I'm pretty sure we code proteins too. I don't get it.
Right. Yep. Yeah, the thing about A is this has a genome where nearly all material codes for protein. So in humans and in, you know, kind of higher organisms, there's just tons and tons and tons and tons of introns and junk DNA. As far as I know, it's actually the majority of the A's and C's and T's and G's in our body are just freeloaders, right? So to say that all material codes for protein is true of a bacteria, true of an algae, true of something really tiny, but not at all true for people.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question 15. Some eukaryotic cells are covered with small ciliary projections used for absorption, while others contain larger flagella used for propulsion. These cellular structures are composed of A, microfilaments, B, microtubules, C, intermediate filaments, or D, myosin. So D I can get rid of right away because that's muscle. Mm-hmm. I don't know how confident I am, but microfilaments is what stands out to me as the right answer.
Mm-hmm. So microfilaments are also, you know, actin filaments, right? So microfilaments aren't for cilia and flagella. They do a bunch of different things, but, you know, one of the big classic ones is that they work with myosin to do muscle stuff.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the big distinction that the MCAT wants you to remember, this question didn't directly ping the issue, but both eukaryotes and prokaryotes can have, you know, cilia and flagella and fimbri and all these little projections off the cells. The MCAT wants you to remember that for bacteria, for prokaryotes, flagella are made of flagellin. That's the name of the protein. So easy enough, right? But in eukaryotes, cilia and flagella are made of microtubules. So that's the answer there, B. And they want you to remember specifically what for eukaryotes is called the 9+2 arrangement. So 9 pairs of microtubules in a little hollow cylindrical shape with 2 more microtubules in the middle providing the backbone.
All right, so there you have it. Some more biodiscrete questions. I hope that was helpful for you to help you on your journey to scoring the best score that you can get on the MCAT. Don't forget to check out Next Step Test Prep's new course that they have to offer. It has over 100 hours of videos. It has 10 hours of live office hours every week, something that the other in-person courses, the live courses, don't offer you. The online courses don't offer you. You get all their books. You get access to all of their full lengths. You get access to the AAMC material and so much more. Go check it out. NextStepMCAT.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD. That's all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save some money. We'll see you next time here at the MCAT Podcast and MedEd Media.